Welcome back to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt, and we're brought to you by the California 1020, 10 miles, 20 bands, Sunday, February 15th, from Del Mar Fairgrounds to Encinitas and back. That's cal1020.com. By Core Sports, the very best in women's athletic wear at coresports.com. And, of course, you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville Radio, which is the number one show covering amateur sports on iTunes right now. Our next guest, the man behind the Catalina Eco Marathon and all the events on Catalina Island, Mr. Mike Bone. Mike, how the heck are you?
Great, Bob. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, no problem, bud. It's a Catalina Eco Marathon, one of my favorite events, coming up November 8th, 2014. I always like a Saturday event. That there's so many events on Sunday, but Saturday's great because you can come out, do the event, and then enjoy yourself on Sunday as well.
Well, it's much more civil, isn't it? You come on over on, actually for this race, you can come over Saturday morning, catch the early boat at 6:15 out of Long Beach, come on over, run the half marathon or the eco marathon, and hang out on the island. Go back later that night or go back the next day, and it makes it for a lot more fun, I think.
You know, for people who haven't run on Catalina before and they think, oh, gosh, I got to take a boat over and do a run, what is it about that island that's so special?
Well, gosh, especially on the Eco Marathon, you really see parts of the island that nobody else except the rangers ever see. And from the times I've been on the course, many of the rangers don't get out there. It's just so spectacular, and even with the drought going on, there's healthy herds of buffalo, there's bald eagle, been a lot of Catalina fox that we've been seeing out on the course. But, you know, you start at sea level, and when you get back to sea level, you've had about 5,500 feet of net elevation gain, and seen both sides of the island. It's kind of cool at parts where you could look back and see Long Beach or look ahead and see San Clemente Island. All in the same, you know, half-mile strip. So it's a very, very unique experience.
What I always tell people what's different about the Catalina Eco Marathon from the event in March is there's actually single track out there. It's a really unique course because it has so much variety on it.
Yeah, I like to think you go through about four different ecosystems. Now, I guess if I was a scientist or if you have a scientist listening, they can call and dispute that. But, I mean, you go through the single track that you're referring to.
Yep.
Goes under these big oak canopies. If you didn't know better, you'd think you're up in the mountains running. Then you're at the sea level, and you're, you know, seeing the seals and the aquatic life out there. And then you go through a little bit of the sage, deserty type environment also. So you just get to see such a variety of the island that you don't get to see in March. You know, March Marathon, great marathon. You've done it many times.
Yep.
You know, the reality is it's on Fire Road. It's beautiful. It's challenging. It's tradition. But you don't get the single track, and you don't get the solitude that a lot of our trail runners in particular are looking for during their run.
So this year, is this the first time you've done the marathon and a half marathon on the same day?
Yeah, that's the first year we've done it, actually. You know, the half marathon has been kind of bounced around over the 15 years or so I've worked on the island. It's been in September. It's been in February, back to September. But it's such a good trail event that we decided to put them together, and we're going to have the Trail Venture Weekend. It's really geared a lot towards trail running. You know, the half marathon, let me tell you, it is everything you want. It's quite the opposite of the following weekend if you want to come out and do the Avengers superhero half marathon with Disneyland. It's all flat as a countertop. You can come out and do the half marathon the weekend before on Catalina and get all you can handle.
So you also have a 10K, and is that on trails as well?
You know, about the last 3 miles are. The first 3 miles go through the city streets, and you go up and see the Wrigley House and some of the real historic homes there on Catalina. It goes around the famous casino. And then it goes up Avalon Canyon, and you finish on the on trails, what used to be the old horse trail that they still keep groomed. And it's a pretty cool finish there because you get some spectacular views of the bay that you just don't get to see otherwise.
So marathon's at 8 o'clock. You got your half marathon at 8:25, 10K at 10:30, and then the kids. How far do the kids go at 9:30?
The kids will be a mile. Yeah, depending if you know how many we get. It's generally a mile. If we get a number of younger ones, we'll do a shorter half mile for them. But that, you know, Bob, that has really caught on the island. We'll probably get, gosh, you know, maybe 40 or so island kids that are coming out, which is really great to see these kids getting into running. And, I mean, as you know, they have such a spectacular place over there to pick up the sport. But it's exciting to see those kids come out and get involved.
So with trail running, obviously we see all the, you know, rock and roll and all these events with 20, 30,000 folks. Obviously, when you're talking trail running, it's, you know, trails can only hold a certain number of folks. What are you looking at for numbers for this weekend?
Well, all total, I think we're tracking to be right around 700 to 750, which for our first year combining the events, we're very pleased with.
Nice.
That's pretty big for a trail run, as you know. You know, gosh, I just came back from a trail running conference in Estes Park that was really interesting to be with other race directors from around the country. But, you know, it sounds to me like the average trail run or half marathon or marathon is in the, you know, maybe 100, you know, a couple hundred. You know, these ultras, although, our, you know, the 50-miler over there has grown into about 300 people, but that's really big for an ultra.
That's huge for an ultra. So what the other thing is, with the event in March and the event in November, do you still do the double buffalo?
We do, yep. If you do both events in a, not a calendar year, but a 12-month period, you get the double buffalo medal, which is the, you know, it's a pretty cool medal, a two-sided medal that we give out for those that have done both.
I love that. So running in November and then you're running in March, you get the double buffalo.
Yeah. Well, you got to come on over and do it, Bob.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, I know. I think you have one of those, or Heidi has one of those. But I know. I think there's a few down there in San Diego.
Mike, you've been on a. You said you're on the island for 15 years. What keeps you coming back? Because it's, you know, it can be getting back and forth on that from that island, and you know, to a certain degree, when you go over to that island, it's a little slower pace than coming from Orange County.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I just love it over there. I mean, it is, it's a very difficult place to put on events.
Yeah.
You know, if you forgot something, it's not like there's a Home Depot around the corner.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's much more difficult, and it is, you know, it's not inexpensive to take that boat over there, so I appreciate the effort that the participants go to get there, and to participate in one of our races. I just think there's nothing like it. You know, one of the traditions is you finish the run. It doesn't matter which run. You finish a run and you walk 100 yards and cool off in the Pacific Ocean. Just so cool. This year, the VFW will be out that weekend with a beer garden. So you can finish, go buy a beer to support the VFW, and then go cool down in the ocean. You know, it's very unique, and what's interesting for us, putting on larger races like the Disney events here, boy, you know, you have 25,000 people that are super high-strung, ready to go, put them out, have a great time, and then we could turn around the next weekend and have 700 people out there and have just as much fun.
Isn't the Catalina Triathlon coming up as well?
The Catalina Triathlon, yes, is in 2 weeks. It's the weekend before the Eco Marathon. We're back around Mount Ada, around the famous Mount Ada over there with the three loops.
Oh, nice.
You know, we'll get about, that race will bring in around 300 participants or so. And, again, same type of deal. You know, the race starts at 9 a.m., so a very civil time. So you can take your time getting up. You don't have to get to the transition area in the dark like so many races. You can come on out and rack your bike and have a beautiful swim in the bay and in protected water. And then you have three loops around Mount Ada, and then a 5K run up Avalon Canyon, and finish in the same spot down on the Sumner Street in the middle of town.
You know what's also cool? It seems like the island has really upgraded their hotels. A lot of construction over there made the hotels a lot nicer. You've got that whole new zip line group And that zip line looks spectacular. So it seems like there's more to do on the island than ever before.
Yeah, there is. And that's part of what we're trying to help the island with and partner with the island, I should say, through our runcatalina.com website.
Yep.
You know, they have the zip line that you mentioned. There's all the tours. The island company has made a significant investment in upgrading the hotels over there and the shops along Front Street. It's not the same. I mean, there is a... Honestly, there's a price point for everybody out there that wants to stay at a hotel. I mean, you could, from the top to the bottom, one star to five stars, there's a price point. And you know what's really popular, both this time of year and in March, is people like to go up to the campground about a half mile up the road and rent a campsite.
Right.
At this camp out. You know, you could go to dinner in town and walk a half mile up and you're in your campsite. So that's becoming more and more popular. But there, you know, the island has changed. The island is renovated, and the tourist numbers are starting to come back up after the recession here, and people are rediscovering it again.
Yeah, I've been out there running. You see wild boar. You see wild buffalo. You pretty much see everything out there. And there's points where, you know, you see ocean on all four sides. It's really one of the most unique. I've been telling people for years, there's nothing like running the Catalina Marathon. Forget your watch. Don't worry about your split times. Don't worry about running a PR because it ain't going to happen. But
right.
I love your tagline, hardest race you'll ever love. That's really
right.
That really sunk.
Yeah, that came from one of our early participants, and we just love it because it sums it up so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I might add also, as you know from having done so many races over there, the camaraderie in Catalina is unlike anything else I've been around in running. You know, you're out there for a long time. It's not like there's a heavy SAG program or a lot of buses to pick you up. You're just out there, you know, you get to know the people around you. A lot of these people have done the race, in some cases, in March. They've done it for 30-plus years. And it's just a fun, fun atmosphere out there.
Well, the whole idea is either the key is you're out there in the middle of nowhere. You either finish or you become a resident. It's not like you have much of an option out there.
Right.
I love that. That's what makes that special. So best website, runcatalina.com.
Runcatalina.com. You'll see all the events that we have on Catalina listed there. And you can also sign up race morning if you decide the day before that you want to come on over and get in a good 10K or half marathon or marathon. Come on over on that morning boat, and we'll be happy to sign you up.
Love it. And they can come over the week before for the triathlon as well.
Yeah, come over and stay for the week.
And stay for the week and do a triathlon.
Not many people can do that.
No,
yeah,
I love
that. Over for the triathlon and come on over and support the island charities. You know, I might mention if I can. Bob,
yeah, the conservancy, absolutely.
One of the really key things on the island is that the money stays on the island. The charity money stays there. You know, it's not easy. I mean, how many times can these youth groups go sell wrapping paper or candy? This is a good chance for them to get some money for the girls' volleyball and basketball team, to the football team, to some of the church groups in town. It's really a significant impact to the youth groups of the island.
Yeah, it's sort of Catalina Conservancy, and I had run there for years, and for a lot of years, I didn't know Catalina Conservancy existed. And it's really an unsung charity that does great work over on the island to keep that island really special.
You're right.
And so for folks, again, go to runcatalina.com, check it out. It's seriously, once you've been to Catalina, once you've run something like the Catalina Eco Marathon or the Half Marathon, it'll change your life. You'll go back over and over and over again. It's really one of the most special places there is. Mike Bone, thank you so much for taking time, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, again, this is Babbittville Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our interview is with Mr. Mike Bone. The event is the Catalina Eco Marathon. That's runcatalina.com. And we are brought to you by California 1020, 10 miles, 20 bands, coming up on Sunday, February 15th. Del Mar Fairgrounds to Encinitas and back. Core Sports, the best in women's athletic wear. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville Radio on iTunes. Hold on, we'll be right back.